Well, today we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Dr. Lolly Hawes is with us, Chief Administrator of the Green Hills Area Education Agency. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. It's been a while.
Boy, that school year is disappearing in a hurry.
It is. We are almost out of snow day worries pretty
soon. Almost. We'll see. Yeah, the day's getting longer, so we're getting closer. Kids are getting a little bit fidgety, and some of them are getting closer to graduation. But we also want to talk about some of the successes and some of the needs and things that we do have. And when you talk about successes, we have a lot of great teachers out there around the Nishna Valley area and a lot of our different school districts. And there are ways for folks to recognize those teachers. There's one award in particular that anyone almost can nominate, a teacher that's doing some exemplary work. And we need more nominees, I guess, don't we?
Right. This year, just like as in the past, we've got the annual Lakin Awards coming up. Those nominations run through the month of March. And really, any parent, friend, neighbor, a former student of a teacher, a current student in a school, other teachers in the school or school staff or even the administrator, principal or superintendent, anyone can fill out really a very simple nomination form and talk about. So Charles Lakin put this award out because he recognized that it's sometimes a teacher who will get a child to get up and go to school some days and really inspire them to want to come to school because of the way they greet them, because they're in band or because they're on an athletic team or because there's some teacher who takes a special interest and makes them feel like, I want to go to school today because that teacher is expecting me and wants to see me. So we want very much for the parents and community members, as well as the school staffs in some of the districts right around here, like AHSTW or Atlantic, CAM, Corning, Griswold, Red Oak, Riverside, Tri-Center, Underwood, Villisca, any of those districts and more within 40 miles of Emerson can submit a nomination at greenhillsaea.org, GHAEA.org. And all you do is fill out your name and nomination information and the teacher that you want to nominate and write a paragraph or two that describes in a little bit of detail what is so special about this teacher that they make children feel inspired to come to school every day. And if that teacher is selected as a winner, they receive a $10,000 check. And the school from where the nomination came gets a $2,500 check. And we give two high school teacher awards, and or 7 through 12, and two elementary every year. So we've had winners in the past from AHSTW, from Atlantic, and from Tri-Center. We've had several winners, actually. So we'd like to get some winners from some other districts. And we know there are great teachers out there. So I'm really here today to have people stop and think a minute. You know, who in my life is still teaching right now or in my child's life that inspires my child or some children or inspired me at one time to come to school?
Been a couple of years since you and I have been in the classroom as students. I've got favorite teachers that, right, I remember. I assume you do, right, too.
And if they're still teaching, God bless them at this point in my life. But if they're still teaching, they certainly are eligible. You can certainly still nominate somebody who you remember from your time in school.
Yeah. If they are still teaching now, any of my old teachers, for heaven's sakes, retire. It's been a while now.
Yeah.
No, it's a great opportunity to be able to recognize those folks. You know, maybe not all those years later, you can do it now. But, you know, that means a lot for a teacher to be recognized like that. They don't do it for awards. They do it trying to reach students, trying to make them the best person that they can be. And it's, as you said, there are a lot of different ways that teachers can reach out and be a part of a student's life.
Right.
Yeah,
I know for me it was being in band, and my band teacher, you know, I went to school because of that band teacher and encouraging me. So all of us have a story like that about a teacher in our lives who really inspired us, and we really do wish that we could get some more nominations, particularly from this part of the agency and the districts I just named.
How can they find out more about that?
Okay, so again, you can go to greenhillsaea.org, GHAEA.org. And right on that webpage, starting March 1st, you'll see a place right on the webpage where you click, and it'll take you right to the nomination form, and you can type it right in and hit submit. And if you, there's another link underneath that you can click and read more about the award if you want to.
Very good. Find out more and get after that here soon. Make sure these folks don't go without being thanked for the good work that they're doing. Some of the things that are provided through the Area Education Agency, we talk a lot about some specific things, but there are other things that we don't touch on maybe as often as we should. For example, mental health programming. I know that's an important part of your mission.
Right. Particularly in the last few years, that has risen to the top of all the superintendents I talk with all the time. There are children who come to school having had traumatic experiences or different things happen to them in their lives that when they come to school, they don't always behave well, or they can't participate well, they can't learn the way we want them to, and they really have some need for therapy or counseling or support. And until recently, really school districts haven't been able to provide the kind of deeper support that some of those children need. So the legislature last year acknowledged that and awarded $2.1 million to all of Iowa's AEAs. And some of that, of course, came to Green Hills. And we've done several things to address those needs in our region. One of them is that we actually have started a therapeutic classroom in IKM Manning. And any district around here who has a child who's particularly distressed and just can't be in their classroom, their school, they just really need more help than that, can have that child attend there for a while. And that's been a successful thing. A lot of our districts this year also, through what the state legislature has made possible, it's called operational sharing, where districts can share staff. And if they share, like a business manager or a transportation director or something, they can actually count more students in their enrollment to get some money, additional funds. And so now we had this year 12 districts that are operational sharing for master social workers. So we actually have therapists go into schools 1 day a week, 2 days a week, depending on the district, and work with children that the schools refer. Next year, we have so many more requests. We're actually hiring 4 more, and we'll be in 20 districts out of our 40. So that's been a really successful endeavor, too. And, of course, we've trained in a whole bunch of different kinds of trainings. We've trained several thousand teachers in our region this year on how to deal with challenging behaviors, how to better understand kids' mental health needs and issues, and not just look at children as bad or naughty children or misbehaving, but really children with some problems that we need to think about and try to work through. So we've done a lot this year, and looks like the legislature is looking at hopefully funding that again or in some other way, but to continue that work because it's really needed. You can't learn if the rest of your life is a train wreck. So we want to be able to continue to offer that, and I think the legislature is recognizing that, and really our schools have responded very positively, and I'm really proud of the things that we're able to offer our districts this year to address the needs of those children and for teachers to really be able to do better at helping them. And I know teachers want to help them. They just don't always know what they can do. And so our agency has a lot of really experienced people who can give them some help and support and figuring out what best way to serve those kids.
Sure. Well, there are a lot of hurdles to learning, a lot of challenges out there. We just need to be able to recognize and then be able to clear the hurdles.
Yep.
Get through those things and move forward. Well, this is the time of the year also that, and you mentioned the legislative issues too. This is the time of the year when they're starting to wind down a little bit and work through their budgetary issues. Schools pay close attention to those things.
Yes, we do. We rely on our state to fund education. That's one of the main missions of a state government across our country is to fund and support public education.
Do you spend a lot of time personally or through the area doing a lot of lobbying, a lot of visiting with folks?
I spent a day last week up at the state capitol, actually. I attend some of the legislative coffees around our region and speak with legislators. I send them emails, have coffee with them in the fall. Cecil Dolichek is one that I meet with regularly. He's an influential person, particularly in education, of course, and make sure he's aware of the different issues that I'm hearing from superintendents. And all of our legislators always interested in what is on superintendents' minds. The legislature has passed some additional support for the transportation equity. You know, some of our rural districts have to spend a disproportionate amount of money on busing kids so far. So the state is every year sort of upped its support of that so that we have equity so that how far you transport a child shouldn't count against you in any way. The state right now, they're getting right down to it. Any day now, I believe they'll be ready to pass the state supplemental aid, which is the dollars, the additional dollars that they give to education. And we, like most districts, are able to use those new dollars mostly toward teacher salaries to keep up with inflation and cost of living and do what we can to support our teachers in making a living wage.
Sure. Well, there are a fair number of educators in the state legislature.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's a pretty good understanding of what happens back here at home in the grassroots with regard to education in the classroom?
You know, I think educators are always interested, or educators, legislators are always want to hear and learn more. I had a chance last week to meet with a small group in particular to talk about our mental health work. They're very interested in knowing legislatively what they can do to help districts that have children who are just really tough to handle. And they're looking at a lot of different options. There's some bills at the legislature right now to look at mental health, better mental health funding, helping teachers with behaviors. There's always all kinds of bills out there. We'll see what really comes through the funnel, but we're hoping here real soon that they can pass the percent of increase so we can all start working with our teacher associations and figure out our salaries and get teachers contracted and signed up so that we can already get ready for next year.
That happens very rapidly
yes,
this time of the year. There's no doubt about that. Well, in the same way that educators try to identify challenges that students have, it's helpful when legislators help to understand and know the challenges that are faced by educators.
I've found all of our legislators, I've met with a lot of them, I've communicated with many, all of them actually, in some way or another, and they're always very willing to listen and consider what they hear, and you really can't ask for more than that. They have to vote the way they their conscience tells them to, but they really do listen, and I've rarely, probably never could I say I met somebody who didn't really want to do the right thing and do what's best. So I think we're fortunate that way in Iowa.
You bet. Well, very good. Well, the school year may be starting to wind down a bit, but education continues.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
I know. There's still plenty left.
Yeah, we don't want kids to get itchy too soon.
That's right. Pay attention in class, kids. Very good. Dr. Lolly Hawes, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
and it's good to
keep
up with what's going on in the classroom and in the region.
Yeah. Thank you very much.